Get up with Budge. That's the way we like it. For Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie.
That's right. We got loads of stuff to get into today. Not only have we got $340 after 8 o'clock in the 5 in 10. Dean McCarthy not too far off with some entertainment goss. I need my fill of it. I know loads is going down. We'll also talk about what's going on with Jimmy Bond. James Bond coming back very soon as well. But next up, oh, geez. You ever post something on social media and then all of a sudden you regret it? Well, this is next level stuff. I went to a school recently. You can only imagine what's happened after that. I think I might have to switch everything to private. That is what's happening. 6:02. Bodge here for Harvey Norman. We'll chat soon.
Get up with Bodge on Hit.
Kids and social media, because I felt a little bit of a sting this week and didn't even realise it. You know, Instagram, how it's sort of taken off. It's going to be better than Facebook in a few years' time, if it's not already. I was on Facebook. I was just doing some other stuff, and I thought, well, I'll turn my privacy settings back onto semi-private because too many people I don't know are starting to see things through. I shouldn't have it on public anyway. I don't like doing that. But Instagram's a little bit different. You can make your profile private or you can make it not private. And I didn't want to make it private because I want people to be able to see, you know, what's going on. It's not too much, so it's just photos. However, I went to a school last week with Rach and we put some photos up on the Hit Instagram. And then all of a sudden I'm starting to get, Rach must have tagged my page. I do not know what's happened, but I've started to get, I think I've got about 10 to 15 like children who are about 10 to 12 that have started following me and started tagging their mates in a video I tagged Rach in. It was really quite scary because I'm looking at it and all of a sudden I'm like, well, now that they're following me and I don't know how to sort of get rid of them, I'm going to start sort of looking at the content I put up because I can't be putting the same sort of stuff up. I put like not adult, but, you know, sometimes I say little swear words in them. So, you know, everyone does. If you're an adult, more often than not, we do drop a couple of cheekies every now and then. But when you've got children and you figure out they've gotten onto your personal profile, I don't know how teachers do it. I think it'd be even worse if I was a teacher because then I wouldn't be able to have any social media whatsoever because the kids would find you. They're way more switched on with this sort of stuff than we are, even though I'm not that old. It's not even second nature to them. I feel like it's second nature to me. But it's just so easy for them to source people out. I should get one of them in as a producer. That'd be great. Producers are meant to be great at finding content and people. It's just one of those scenarios where now I'm just like, I don't know how to get rid of them off Instagram. So if you know how to get rid of people off Instagram without hurting their feelings, give me a call. Up next, I'm going to chat about something else that's going on in the, well, I don't want to say in the kid world, but something's happened in a Super Mario Online game, something that Nintendo thought that couldn't happen, and it's finally happened. If you cast your mind back to the late 90s, early noughties, there was a Tomb Raider game that had something very similar. I'm going to talk about that very shortly. 6:12, Hit FM with Bodge this morning for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Good morning.
Get up with Bodge on the Mid-North Coast, Hit FM for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie.
I was just talking about kids and how they're really switched on when it comes to social media. And it's my job now to block my personal page on Instagram because they've all found me from a school I went to. It's not a bad thing. It's just that, you know, it's like anything. You got to kind of keep the content that you do yourself to yourself sometimes, especially if it's not for other people's kids. You don't want to do any of that. It's kind of like anything on the internet. They need to sort of be monitored, especially when they're playing Super Mario. Now, this is going to sound a little bit strange, but if you cast your mind back to, I want to say the early noughties, where it was like one of the early Tomb Raider games on the PlayStation, I think it might have been PlayStation 1, there was a glitch in it. Someone in the department of computers, I'm not a nerd, unfortunately, so I don't understand what it is, but something in the programming department, they made it so that you could go down the toilet and it would turn into basically a porno. So I never actually played it because I didn't have a PlayStation. I was a Nintendo kid, and also my mum and dad didn't want to get a PlayStation. They thought they were rubbish. They were wrong. Tony Hawk's was the best. Look, a bunch of parents and Nintendo, of course, they've been left sort of scrambling, if you like, because a hack has left a bunch of little kids exposed to pornographic images. So Super Mario Odyssey is the newest of the Super Mario games, and it's a really good game. But there's an online aspect to it, you know, that you can go and play against other people. And kids, as I say, they're really switched on when it comes to social media. All the online stuff, they're really, you know, really into. It's second nature to them these days. But there's a world called Luigi's Balloon World, which is played online, and it streams the profile pictures of users from around the world onto the balloons that they're floating around on. Are you with me? Okay. Normally, this wouldn't be an issue. Nintendo's got a number of images that players can normally choose from, so it's not too hard, really, to choose a normal image. However, some hackers, some cheeky buggers, have got in there. They've figured out a way to insert custom images as their profile pictures, which I didn't know you could do, because normally you just use the main characters. You know, Luigi, Peach, you know, Mario, all of them, Toad, Yoshi. No one likes Toad, even in Mario Kart. Toad's a little git, I hate him, and Peach. Also, so what they've done is they've put these custom profile pictures up and on the internet as well, so everyone else can see them. And Super Mario was then flooded with porn. Let's be honest, it was porn. So all these little kids who are online playing, and now, like, they don't know what's going on, some of them. That's how young they are. The parents, one of them's finally caught on and let everyone else know. And then you would assume there'd be some other adults online as well. And Nintendo is actively scrambling to see what they can do to curb this. It is mental at the moment. I hope they fix it. But there's a little bit of it that's kind of like, it could have been much worse. So, like, I know that's still bad, but imagine how much worse it could have got if it had gone unnoticed.
With Budge on the Mid-North Coast, Hit FM. Trending now at hit.com.au.
A very good morning, as always, to Dean McCarthy, who joins us. Hello, mate.
G'day, Budge. Good morning, everyone.
There's a fair bit going on. The Ant-Man and the Wasp is coming out, or has it come out? You got an exclusive.
I do. It comes out next week in Australia, Ant-Man and the Wasp. This is, of course, the sequel to the very successful Ant-Man starring Paul Rudd. This one, they've stepped it up, Bodge. They've really gone all out. Michael Douglas is in this. Ooh. And it is absolutely out of this world. And, of course, the Wasp takes on a huge role. And, of course, it's the first time Marvel had ever had a female superhero in the title. Loved it. I caught up with Hannah on the red carpet. Now, she plays Ghost. Now, if you are a comic fan, you would know Ghost was a male. You know, written as a male. However, they've obviously cast Hannah as a female to play the role of Ghost, which is a really, really important. Check it out. Hannah giving us the lowdown on playing Ghost.
The character Ghost was originally written as a man in the comic books, but, you know, Ghost, he did. There was no origin story there. So I really had the freedom to take him off the page and then give her life, you know, really bring her to life. And I think, you know, having a strong, you know, female character in the Marvel Universe, you know, that it will inspire and empower, you know, kids. We need more of that. Why the hell wouldn't we want more of that?
There we go. Some pretty strong views there. I like it.
Yep. Love it. Love it. Really, really awesome. And like you said, hits Australian cinemas next week. Ant-Man and the Wasp. Highly recommend, Budge.
Well, I'll be there because I love Paul Rudd. I think he's hilarious. I got housemates that don't agree, but that's okay. I don't care. Hey, with the royal family, apparently the Markle family is on the outer in a big way.
Oh, my goodness, such a big way. Okay, here's what happened. Now, as you may know, Meghan Markle's father did a TV interview with Good Morning Britain. He only got paid $10,000, and he spilled the beans on Meghan and their family and talked about a few different things that he was not supposed to. Since then, the royal family have essentially cut him off. They want nothing to do with him. They're not talking to him. Not even Meghan is speaking to her father at the moment after he did a tell-all for 10 grand, Bodge.
Yeah, I think that was a steal for Good Morning Britain, wasn't it?
That's a steal. 10 grand. He could have just gone to the Queen and been like, give me 100 grand, not to say anything. He should have been like, have some diamonds. Anyway, whatever it is.
Would you have done that?
Mouth shut. I don't know. Who knows? I just think, for the sake of Meghan, I think that should be more private. I don't know why they would be telling all for his own daughter for 10 grand.
I think it might be just a cultural thing. I think in the US, I mean, you know, it's all drama over there. Maybe 10 grand. Yeah. Maybe he's making more in the US as well. Who knows?
I don't know. That's a very good question, Budge.
Yeah, it's a very good question. Well, there we go. There you go. He won't be invited to any parties anytime soon. Dean, thank you for joining us this morning.
Great to chat. Bye, guys.
Get up with Budge on Hit.
Now, earlier this week, Home and Away, well, former Home and Away actor Tessa James and her husband, they revealed the name of their kid. who was born in February. So, I mean, they left a very long time. Not that I was worried. Once sitting there going, oh, once Tessa called her kid, mate, I haven't heard anything from her. But she's named her kid, and they called it Saint, with a Y, S-A-Y-N-T. And it's apparently it's taken from the Kim Kardashian West. Oh, no. Oh, God. I'll tell you why I've just stopped there. I had a bet before I started this job. I had a bet with my big, big boss. And he said, 6 months, Bodge, I give you 6 months. You cannot go 6 months without saying the name Kardashian. Oh, I owe him. I owe him a carton of beer. I was so close to 6 months, let me tell you. That has really brought my morning down. That has really brought my morning down. All right, Ash, I owe you a carton of beer. Jeepers. All right, well, now that I've done it, Kim Kardashian, if I even meet this woman, jeepers, I'm very angry, I'm sorry. Look, she named her kid something stupid and someone else has copied it. There's a lot of names that are banned, and what's happened is I'm really not looking forward to it. Don't tell him. Officially, New South Wales Birth, Deaths and Marriages, according to the newspaper, they don't keep a list of banned baby names, but there is a convention that's required during birth registration. The name will not be registered if they're obscene or offensive. They could practically, be established by repute. Things like things that aren't phonetic or things that don't make sense, anything that includes brackets or slashes, and nothing with any weird characters in it as well, with like the O with the line in it and stuff like that. Names that cannot be, that are used to confer a title. So you can't call your kid like Prince Michael, like has been done already, or Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. There is a list here of names that are banned, they're outlawed all around the world. I thought I'd go through them. Look, my sister came up with an interesting one a few years ago because she had twins. So Joshua, I thought that was normal. And then she had a girl because they're twins, and she called her Kyrie. And I was like, just call her Kerry or Kyrie. Why Kyrie? Turned out that was in the Bible or something. So I don't know about that. But there's some names that are absolutely banned, like Joyce Lynn Aryan Nation. You can't have that. Moxie Crime Fighter. You cannot name anyone Adolf Hitler for obvious reasons. What's this? RoboCop. Oh, my goodness. Then there's one from Sweden, which is literally, you can't even say it. This was from 1982. BRFX. X C C X X M N P C C C C C L L L M N N, but there's more. I'm not even going to go into that anymore. You can't call your kid circumcision. Apparently in Mexico, someone tried to do that. Harriet. What? Harriet in Iceland. You can't call them Harriet. That's a normal name. Metallica. Well, that's just, why can't you call them that? That's Sweden again. Chow Tow means smelly head. You can't call them that. Linda is banned in Saudi Arabia. Jeez. Sex fruit is banned in New Zealand. That makes sense. I'm just going through some of these names here because I didn't want to open this and look at this list until we were talking. Someone tried in New Zealand in 2013. I remember this very clearly. They tried to name their kid full stop, like just the dot that you put at the end of sentences. I remember that very, very clearly. And also China doesn't allow the at symbol because it is pronounced a weird way and they get a bit confused, which makes sense. Chief Maximus, I don't understand why New Zealand banned that one. That's fantastic. I love that. Osama bin Laden, yeah, for obvious reasons. Norway banned a word that means bridge. Anal, yeah, you can't say anal. No, you can't do that. Akuma in Japan. There's a whole host of them. So I know there's a lot of people that name their kids silly things. There's a lot of them. I mean, my name's Bodge, obviously, so I can't talk, but that's just a nickname at least. If you've got a weird name or you know someone that's got a weird name, I want to know about it. 13, 12, 16. If you want to stay anonymous, that's fine. Just tell us what your weird name is and we won't tell anyone. That's coming up.
Get up with Bodge on Hit.
I said baby names that have been blacklisted, banned. They're not appropriate, and there's a whole load of them from all around the world. There were some crazy ones. In fact, I think one in Sweden was about 30 different consonants in a row, and I said, have you got a weird name? Have you got a mate who's got a weird name? Please do give me a call. Michael in Bromben, good morning to you, mate.
G'day, bud. How you going?
I'm going really well. How's your morning going?
Going good. Be good. All right.
All right. Well, I did put the call out. I wanted to know if you got any weird names up your sleeve. What have you got for me?
Oh, mate, there's a poor kid in primary school he used to go with, and his name was Richard Scratcher.
Richard Scratcher. Oh. Yeah, I can hear where that's gone wrong. Richard, yeah, short for...
He has some good nicknames.
Private Eye as well, you know.
Yeah,
that's
there
right.
You go.
Oh, geez, you got any irons up the sleeve?
Oh, I did meet a Richard Herder in my life as well, and I thought the scratcher one was better.
It's all the Richard ones, isn't it, unfortunately? Yeah, that's always the case. I tell you, I went to school with a kid called John Lennon.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I know. It didn't really work out for him, but that's the way it is in any case. Thanks for the call, man.
Hi, bud. See you, bud.
Hello. Is that you, Danielle?
It is.
Danielle, I was trying to give you a call and you were hanging the phone up on me. Did you think it was a telemarketer or something?
No, it was in my pocket.
You weren't driving or anything?
No. I'm making school lunches.
School? Oi, what's for lunch?
Oh, just ham and cheese and chocolate cake and... Bickies?
Chocolate cake and Bickies. What, both of them?
Yeah.
No, we only got one treat growing up. Yeah, we got. I didn't even get LCMs. Everyone at school had LCMs.
No, don't do those.
No, you
do. None of that processed stuff. You got to bake your own.
Oh, Danielle, you're amazing. You are. I wish you were making my life. No, hang on. No. I was going to say, wish you were my mum, but that was a bit weird, so I thought I'd pull back. And then I was accidentally sexist and said, I hope you make my lunch. That's not where I was going with that at all. Danielle, let's get back to the point at hand. Weird names, baby names, kids' names, people's names, you know.
My cousin called his firstborn Tyson Ali, which is the two boxers' names combined, and I just think that's cringeworthy.
And it's not a hyphenated first name. That's like first and second name.
First and second name.
Tyson Ali.
Yep.
Well, I mean, it's not the worst that there could be. It's not too bad. There is, you know, there is worse out there, but I can see why you might not like it.
And our surname, we copped a lot at school.
Why is that?
Not so much as the other fellow, the scratcher fellow, but our last name is Witt.
As in so, W-I-T-T?
That's correct.
Tyson Ali Witt. Okay. Yeah, well, I can see it.
As in, everyone would just add a name in front of the wit.
Unfortunately for him, if his name was ever on the roll call, it would be his first initial and his last name, would it not?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Twit would be red. That's not very good at all. I can see why you'd get a little bit upset. Look, Danielle, thank you so much for the callback, mate.
Have a great day, bud.
Oh, there we go. 7:48, not too far away. I've been made aware of something in the US that's actually quite, it's quite scary. And I've just heard back. I will be chatting to her live on the show tomorrow, but we'll talk about what it is that's been made aware to me, and it's something that you should know about. So that's coming up. Hit FM.
Get up with Bodge on the Mid-North Coast. Hit FM.
Hit FM's 5 in 10. Thanks to Harcourt's Real Estate, Greater Port Macquarie. Two great locations, Horton Street, Port Macquarie and High Street, Warhope.
I've got Michelle on the line from Laurieton. Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
Good morning, Bodge. How are you?
I'm very, very well. How would you like $350?
Well, if I have to.
What do you mean if you have to?
If you have to give me $350, that's fine.
Oh, I see how it is. That's okay. That's very gracious of you, Michelle. Now I've thought very hard on this. In the last 30 seconds of that song I came up with a question. So let's hope you get lucky. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready to play.
Okay. I've got faith in you, all right? I've got faith.
Okay.
In 10 seconds, I need you to name me 5 films that Michael Keaton's been in. Go.
Michael Keaton.
Keaton.
Keaton. Oh, my God.
Batman. 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 Oh! Unlucky.
I'm trying to think of who Michael Keaton is.
Michael Keaton, he's huge. He was in literally a couple of years ago, he was in The Founder. He was up for Best Actor. He was also the villain in Spider-Man Homecoming, just gone. He was in Beetlejuice. Birdman,
yes.
I'm trying to think of other films that the younger audience might get. He was in Cars, would you believe? Need for Speed.
Really?
Yeah, he's been in a million and one things. Michael Keaton's a legend. In fact, I thought you'd get that one. You could have even said Batman and Batman Returns.
I've never seen Batman.
Oh, really? A Spotlight as well, a couple of years ago. That was up for Best Picture. He's Hollywood gold, he is. He's got a great smile. He's got the only smile, I reckon, in Hollywood, apart from Jack Nicholson, where you can laugh at it, but if he was smiling like that at you in person, you'd probably be afraid for your life. So, unfortunately, Michelle, it goes up to 360, but you have a fantastic day.
Will do. Thanks very much, Bodge.
Bye.
Get up with Bodge on the Mid-North Coast, Hit FM.
Ashley from our Hit Squad's just wandered on in. Good morning, mate.
Hello, how are you?
I wanted to chat to you because I know that you are thinking of getting a little doggo for
I'm hoping to. I don't want to jinx it.
I wanted to throw my hat in the ring. There's a lot of people going for gold Logies, other Logies, and they're trying really hard to spruik their cause. I would like to put my name in the hat, in the ring, whatever it is, to be dog father for when you go away so I can look after your little doggo.
Little Uncle Bodge.
Uncle Bodge will come over and play with little doggy, and then that's all good. Look, I don't know whether you will get one or not, but if you do, can you please at least think?
Do you want to go through like a full like commitment ceremony?
Yeah.
Well, just officially name you as a godparent to our dog?
Yeah. I mean, is that a bit much?
You'll have to ask Jammo.
I don't think that's a bit much. I think Jammo will be fine with it. He's okay. He's pretty easy going. Wait, look, the other part of this is a video came out yesterday.
I know what you're talking about.
That you and I saw. It's on our Hit Mid-North Coast Facebook page. Oh. Go and have a look and tag your mates in it. It is the best doggo in the world.
It makes me so happy. Like, a lot of things make me happy, but cheese and dogs are my two favourite things. And I saw this video and I was, like, crying. I was so happy. I was just like, oh, you're so cute. I just want to love you.
What's happened is the Municipal Police of Madrid.
I like how you pronounce that.
Municipal.
I nearly
said Mipple. With an M. But what they've done is they've showcased Poncho, his name is.
Yes.
And he's gone out and, well, you tell this because you were so excited when you were telling me. I like the way you describe what's going on.
He's a very, very well-trained, super cute doggo where this officer has trained him to basically perform CPR.
Right.
So the officer faints, in quotation marks, or falls down.
Yes.
And this little doggo comes running in with, like, a vest, and he's got a little, like, police light on the top of his vest.
Yeah.
And he, like, resuscitates. So he jumps on their chest and then stops and lays down on the officer's neck to hear if he's breathing.
Yeah.
And then repeats it. And it's so cute and he deserves a medal.
I was waiting to see if the little doggy would do a bit of mouth-to-mouth. That didn't happen, unfortunately. No, because they can do that sort of stuff. When they lick your wounds, apparently it helps. The saliva helps. So I thought, but no, he was listening for the breathing.
Yeah.
And if any dog deserved a medal for doing the best, it is Poncho.
100% good doggo.
That's right. So that's next level stuff. I put the call out. If you've got a dog that can do a trick or you've got something special, either let us know on our Facebook page so we can have a look as well, because we've put that video up, or give us a call right now, 13 12 16, because I want to know if there's any special dogs that you and I, Ash, need to meet on the Mid-North Coast.
We'll meet all of them.
On the Mid-North Coast, Hit FM. For Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie.